Welcome to the Arise Podcast. I'm Bill Fohl. Central New York has, for many years, had a very large population of seniors. Those numbers are expected to grow as baby boomers pass the retirement milestone. Now, one of the services Arise offers here in Central New York is our long-term care ombudsman program. And because everyone is so fond of acronyms, we like to call it and refer to it as our LTCOP. Joining me today is our resident expert, Jeff Parker, Regional Ombudsman Coordinator. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
First dumb question for me. Mm-hmm. What is an ombudsman?
Good question, and not a dumb one at all, because we answer it all day, all the time. The word ombudsman is a Swedish word that loosely translates to citizen advocate, the key being citizen. So what you're looking for is people who are not affiliated in any way with the facility that they're assigned to, there to help advocate for people.
Okay, so what do you guys do, basically?
So the Ombudsman Program is a part of a federal law that provides that all people in long-term care nursing homes and or assisted living / adult homes have access to somebody from the outside, an advocate, who can go in and meet the residents, get to know them, talk to them, and hopefully try to help them resolve any kind of problems or concerns that they might have.
And long-term care facilities welcome the Ombudsman Program?
Well, for the most part, they do, and they should. It is part of, as I said, a federal law, so they don't have an option in that regard. Okay. They have to allow us in and work with us. But we try very hard to create a positive working environment with them. We want them to see us as an outside set of eyes, people who can help try to resolve problems in a way that, you know, once the problem is fixed, it's fixed. It doesn't become an issue with the Department of Health or anything else.
Okay. You said problems. Let's talk about complaints. What kind of complaints do you deal with?
Boy, it's a wide variety. We work with them on anything from simple issues like, you know, my coffee's too cold in the morning, which is not a simple issue if you're a coffee drinker, to big things like wanting to go home or get transferred to a different facility, potentially even issues where maybe there's allegations of abuse.
During the pandemic, this is all not complaints and problems. Didn't you guys also help families connect when people weren't allowed to enter into long-term care
facilities? Absolutely. Even before the pandemic, this is always something we work on. Our goal as ombudsman is to try to help to make sure that residents have the best quality of life possible. And so whatever that means to them is what we're going to work on. And a lot of times part of that is being able to see and talk to their family members. And that can be a challenge. And particularly now during the pandemic, it has been that particular issue has been a real challenge. And we have worked in many cases on trying to help to do that.
Who do you see more? Who do you deal with more, families or the people who are living in facilities?
Well, keep in mind, the number one client, I guess, for lack of a better term, that we work with is the resident. So it's the resident's wish for or desire that we are focused on. They are our number one client. So before the pandemic, our job was to go in and meet with the residents, talk to them, and get to know them and try to help them with whatever concerns they have. Obviously, since the pandemic, we can't go into the facilities, so we probably are dealing more now with families than with residents, but not entirely. The residents still can call us and communicate with us, and we talk to them pretty regularly as well.
Okay. How does one become an ombudsman?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because we always need more volunteers. So the Ombudsman Program is a volunteer-based program. And so if somebody is interested in volunteering to become an ombudsman, they contact our office and we meet with them or talk to them. And if we all feel it's a good fit, the role is to have them, or the process is to have them come in and you know, start kind of shadowing with us once we're able to get back into the facilities, and get kind of used to being in the nursing homes and a feel for how we go about doing what we do. And then ultimately they have to go through a 24-hour training period where it's classroom setting, where they come in and they get certified. And that's where they learn how to handle things like the dreaded paperwork and, you know, how to actually conduct an investigation, as well as all types of other important and interesting aspects about long-term care that they need to know.
Why would someone want to be an ombudsman?
Well, if you ask the volunteers who've done it, almost every single one of them will tell you they get way more out of it than they ever put into it. It is it's a very rewarding rewarding experience. I always like to share a little story that I tell. When I first became an ombudsman, one of the first places I went, I walked in and I met with this lovely lady in this facility and sat with her for about a half an hour, and she didn't really have any problems or concerns she needed help with. She just wanted someone to talk to, and we as ombudsmen have the ability to sit and talk to them. And at the end, I was starting to get a little, you know, feeling I needed to move on, and I said, well, I better get going. And she took my hand and she said, you made my day. Wow. And that's all I needed. Wow. You know, you get to make people's day on a regular basis as an ombudsman.
I think we should also point out that in this program, we serve seniors and people with disabilities, both.
Absolutely.
Right? Correct?
Yep. Absolutely. Anybody residing in either a skilled nursing facility, an assisted living, or an adult home is our clientele. So if you're a younger person with disabilities that happens to be living in that level of care, absolutely, we are there to serve you as well. Mm-hmm. And frequently, we can really solve some, you know, difficult problems for them, because sometimes living, when you're a younger person and you're living in a nursing home with a lot of people who are, you know, sometimes twice your age or more, life can be a little challenging. Right. And so we are there to try to help you.
Okay. I'm just going to go back. Just one, 'cause I want to get this question asked to you and understand what's going on here. How do you resolve the complaints?
That's a good question. So, I mean, technically, there's a process that we go through to try to get to a resolution. And there's different ways depending on what the type of problem is. But we investigate complaints. We go in and we interview people if necessary. We observe. Okay. We as ombudsman have the right actually to with permission from the resident and or their proxy to look at medical records if necessary. So it really depends on the issue, but ultimately our job is to try to get the facility to do what's necessary to help a resident get to whatever their resolution is. But it's always about the resident, what their idea of the resolution is. That's the important thing. It's resident-based. So it's not our idea of what's right for the resident. It's the resident's idea of what's right for the resident that
Great.
We focus on.
Great. Anything you'd like to add that I might have missed?
The most important thing I always want to tell the public when they're listening or hearing about our program is we need you. If this sounds like something that you are interested in, or you think you'd be good at, or you just want to know more about, you call our number and we'd love to talk to you. We need as many volunteers as possible. But also, if you need us, you want to know how to get to us, and we are there to help. So if you know somebody in a nursing home or a facility, if you are in a facility and you think we can help you, don't hesitate to call.
And that phone number to call if you do have concerns or questions about the Ombudsman Program is 315-671-5108. One more time, 315-671-5108. Also, too, you can probably find more information at the Arise website, and that is ariseinc.org. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Arise podcast.